This week on Two Bears, One Cave. I cried so aggressively.
You did?
It's not cool. My tits look perfect. I trimmed up my chest hairs, and I get turned on by myself. Edit his name out, but he goes...
Hey, everyone will know who that is, bro.
And no, they won't. 100%. Cheers.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless. When Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month, when you purchase a three-month plan, more like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over, and setting up on Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Welcome to the hardest hitting news show on the internet. We're going to go over some real hard hitting stories today. Some things going on in the Middle East. New laws changing in China, of course, the situation in the Ukraine continues to develop. With me, as always,
my name's Joe List.
Okay. Hi, Joe.
What's up, Mark? How you doing?
That's good. Hey, it's good. Comedy. What's up there, Jew face?
We want to start this episode by saying very clearly, me and Joe List are fucking friends, okay? I've talked to Joe a couple times. I want everyone to know Joe and I are friends. That's what friends do. Friends can berate people irrationally.
Yep.
And get drunk and say wild, crazy shit. Tom and I are friends.
Yep.
Tom and I had a conversation today that was uncomfortable, but needed, and we learned.
We learned.
I'll tell you what I learned.
What?
I am really bad at replying to people. I'll be very real right now. This is uncomfortably real. We had an issue that was bothering both of us. And what happens, we weren't talking about it. And we were texting and going back and forth. And then if we did call, it was at a bad time. Like I was on an airplane or he was in his Porsche, you know, whatever. And I said to him, I said, let's come in 30 minutes early and have a conversation. We walked in and it was uncomfortable. It was really uncomfortable. And by the way, we've done that twice recently.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, when I say I feel so much better about our friendship because of those. And if you don't do those, then you get fucking stuck in a hole of your own imaginary thoughts.
Can I tell you something?
Please.
I didn't do those for 42 years.
For real?
Yeah, I really didn't. I'm so happy to have conversations, honestly, to have conversations like that.
Yeah.
And you do have this thing where, it's so funny to relate it to this for me, but it makes sense. It'll make sense to you. I think conversations like that are like cold plunging in that they're worse in your head than they are in, like, when you do them, you feel so much better.
Yeah.
But in your head, you're like, man, I don't want to fucking do this. Like, you always, like, people avoid conversations like that. I don't believe that anybody is instinctively good at that in life.
No.
I believe it's a matter of practice. I believe it's a matter of either you were doing it when you were young because you were led well to do it, or you avoid them, in which case it's so much harder because you avoid them and you get in the practice of avoiding them. And if you get in the practice of avoiding those conversations, it's really hard to switch things. But I've been practicing them, doing them more and more for the last couple years. And I think all my relationships are better because of it, you know?
Yeah. I sat last night and I said, I don't want to speak out of emotion because emotion is the thing. So the facts are the thing that fuck with your emotion. And all of a sudden your emotion gets out of control and it starts changing the facts on you. It starts like you were saying it to me. I'll share it. And then if you don't want to put it in, he goes,
yeah,
you go, when you don't return my calls, I start create, what did you say?
I create narratives. I create stories in my head.
Yeah.
You're not the first person that I've done this to. I think when you don't see a person, in other words, you're not talking to them regularly, you know them, but you're not communicating. You have something you want to talk about. You don't talk about it. You avoid it, or it just doesn't happen. You're not even on the phone talking. Your brain, everyone's brain, creates like a story of what is happening. And the more that length of time goes where you don't communicate, the stories just grow. Like your brains just do this.
Yeah.
They form stories. And it, usually what it leads to is you getting more emotional. You creating like your own internal drama about it. And then I told you, every time I see you, especially if we need to talk, and we talk, I always feel so much better. And I remind myself that I like you.
Yeah, that you don't want to throw my head through a wall.
I didn't say that.
Quote, unquote, throw my head.
I did not say that.
Or a dresser. What did you say? You said it about Christina. You wanted to throw, when you first, you loved her so much, you wanted to throw her head through a dresser.
That is something I said.
Yeah.
But
those.
I said that I also go to very violent places and thoughts in my head.
I do not know how you have a career.
What do you mean?
Like the idea, like when you think those things, those violent thoughts, I just go, where's the fun, Tom, at? like, how do you write a joke? You're like, I want to fucking cut her eyeballs out and fuck her.
You haven't seen my new stuff.
You're really good at having those conversations. I am not. I avoid. I don't like confrontation.
I want to say this. I don't enjoy confrontation either. What I do think the difference is for me now, is just seeing the necessity to have those. To go like, if you're bothered by something, if something's making you uncomfortable, like I said, dude, I didn't do this for like my whole life. But what I realize is that you go like when I called you, like a week ago or whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, I just got to talk to you.
I like knowing what make people uncomfortable, because I don't realize I'm a bull in a china shop. And so Leanne says I cast a large wake. And so I've lost friendships because I don't know what I'm saying. I say wild shit. I don't see other people. I just
crazy description of oneself.
Yeah. I'm just like, I'm like, huh?
I know.
I didn't know you were getting upset by this. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, by the time that happens, and I can talk specifically about a couple people, by the time that happens, they're so fucking angry at me that they'll never forgive me. And I don't even know that I've done something wrong. And I'm like, fuck. And then even when I try to fix it, I make it way fucking worse. And so And then, God forbid, I get emotion about it. If I get emotion about it, it's because my feelings got hurt. And if my feelings got hurt, I turn into a fucking pussy stamping cunt, and I'm not proud of. I don't like the way I behave in those things. And so I like that we said, let's come in 30 minutes early and talk.
Yeah.
And then I just was like, and trust me, I burned it to the ground. I was like 9 times. I was like, I guess Tom doesn't want me in 2 Bears anymore. I guess Tom wants to do 2 Bears with some Daniel Ricciardo. Old Danny Riccardi coming out to Austin to live with his best. Oh, maybe Brad Pitt and him want to do 2 Bears. Maybe. I was like, that's what he's doing. He's trying to sniff me out so him and Brad Pitt can do 2 Bears.
I haven't talked to Brad in weeks.
Hold on. Bradley Cooper's calling.
Okay.
But that's so important. So I just want to say to everyone, Joe List and I have talked many times since. We're going to do a podcast and we will hash out my behavior as represented by Ari Shaffir in that past episode. I suggest you go and watch it. It's pretty fucking funny.
It's also funny even a second time I saw a part of it with you and you were like, no, that didn't happen. Then you're like, yeah.
Yeah, it didn't happen. I'll tell you what didn't happen. I didn't eat pizza. Okay, that's one of the things that bothered me.
Because
we had sushi while we went there. Okay,
yeah.
So there's a lot of this story they don't know that would fill in the blanks. Joe DeRosa and I got blackout drunk and ate awesome sushi, and then got Thai food from everyone else because we felt like we were taking too long. But look, what I do is I fire hose people with me.
Yeah. That's a really good way to describe yourself.
Dude, I fire hose the internet. Oh, I feel like I should stop talking.
Yeah.
I feel like I need a month. I can't, you know, I'm losing my voice just because I talk too much. I talk way too fucking much.
No way.
No, I know. I wish I was like you and had nothing to say.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like I have an Asian face. These glasses keep falling off.
An agent face?
Asian.
Don't Google it, people. Don't Google it. No, but Joe List and I are cool. We should call. We don't need to call him. But everyone's supporting him. He's got an hour on YouTube that's fucking awesome. He's a brilliant comic and he's the sweetest guy. The only hiccups me and Joe have is we don't like similar foods and I drink and he's sober. And my baseball swing's way better than his.
Yeah.
I plant my back foot. He does not. He doesn't want to hear my advice. But if you look at my swing versus his swing,
yeah,
and you can pull him up. I mean,
we don't there's need no to do contest.
Okay, Wade Boggs said I have one of the most beautiful swings he's ever seen. That man knows baseball.
He sure does.
Yeah, I hit a home run. I hit a home run at my fucking high school at 50 years old. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
I just went out in front of a bunch of children, hit a dinger,
yeah,
went yard.
Yeah.
But that's the thing about, like, even like now I'm busting balls with Joe List, and people may take that as like a serious thing.
Yeah.
It's just you having fun. It's just us fucking around. It's what comics do. Mark Norman's a cunt. Now that guy.
Yeah.
Phew, you don't even know. You'll find out though.
Okay. Cool. Is your tan real?
Thanks for noticing, Tom. No, I spray tanned, and I will tell you that it is now a part of my
regimen.
It is part of my regimen.
Gym.
Have you ever spray tanned?
No.
Let me pitch it to you.
Okay.
Everyone looks great when they come back off of vacation, right?
Yeah.
Everyone's like, "Ooh, where were you?"
Color. I have a little color still.
Yeah. You look great. You come back and everyone's like, "Whoa, you look rested." And
yeah.
And the problem with that is skin cancer. And you got to spend no one wants to spend time just laying in the sun cooking.
Yeah.
I'd rather get shit done, right? So we're getting ready to go to JFL.
Mm-hmm.
Leanne's got to wear a strapless bra. We had to go accept Comedian of the Year. It's not a big deal.
And so, sorry.
I accepted Comedian of the Year. It's an award they give to like the best comedian of the year. And I had a pretty great year. So it's not a big deal. It's like they only give one out. And it's like Kevin Hart won it, John Mulaney, Bart Kreischer, whatever.
Yeah. You know, so you're a Comedian of the Year. Congratulations on that.
Thank you very much. My speech was more than embarrassing.
Why?
Everyone else, because they give a bunch of awards and everyone accepts the awards and everyone fucking murdered. Like they go up with a set list and just destroy and roast people in the room and fucking kill. Ronnie Chang just fucking destroyed and Mae Martin killed. And then I went up and I started to talk and I started crying and I couldn't control it. And I heard a girl in the back go, "Oh no." And I cried so aggressively.
You did?
You can find video of it. It's not cool.
We have to get that.
I was like, oh,
please look for it. You gotta look for it.
You're about to get the best. All the people that make memes that I love, I love our meme makers. I want to give you a gift. Nadav, you'll see the picture when you find it. Type in Bert Kreischer first pitch. Tom, I have this printed in my man cave. It is the worst picture that's ever been taken. Just images. Go to images. Far left. Look at my fucking stomach. Look at my Ninja Turtle stomach.
Buying someone jewelry is usually a great experience all around. They get a beautiful gift, and you get the unforgettable moment of seeing the look on their face when they open it. The only tricky part, figuring out how to get the perfect piece at the best price. This is what I recommend for any jewelry purchase. Source it from BlueNile.com. Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below traditional retail. They also offer a peace of mind with every purchase with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They're available 24/7 by phone or chat to answer technical questions and give recommendations for every budget. The thing about buying jewelry is you really don't know what you're getting into. You don't know what you're looking at often, And the great thing about working with Blue Nile is you have somebody who's a true expert that can help guide you along the way so you don't feel lost, so you know what these diamond grades are, you know you're getting real value. You can feel great about your purchase because Blue Nile also offers a diamond price match guarantee. And just in case you don't, they offer 30-day returns. Shop Blue Nile today and experience the ease and convenience of the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com. Is your beer fridge feeling a little empty? DoorDash is your door to beer without the run. Whatever drink you're in the mood for, they've got you. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code BEARS24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. I mean, there's like sometimes you just don't want to leave. That's me. Once we're at a spot and we're hanging out, I just don't want to leave. And now you don't have to. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25%, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code BEARS24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets. Insane Shirt goes viral?
It went viral and you missed it and I was so grateful.
I totally missed it.
Fucking grateful.
When did this
Who fucking knows?
You don't know when that went viral?
I was doing the
Wait, it's on MSN it's saying that this photo went viral?
Everything about it went viral.
Wait, hit it. What are we doing?
No, let's go back to the other story.
Insane Shirtless first pitch goes viral. Okay,
It's my stomach. It's because my fucking stomach looks absolutely fucking disgusting.
That's so crazy. Saturday's matchup between Cleveland, Seattle featured one of the most unique and strange first pitches in recent memory. Comedian Bert Kreischer asked to throw out the first pitch. He did so. Early season games can be quite cold. Sunday's game was no exception. Temperatures around the mid-40s. This didn't stop Kreischer from shockingly taking his shirt off to throw out the first pitch, which is one of the bits typically does during his comedy shows. Video of the pitch emerged on social media, which captures the crowd going wild once Kreischer took off the Guardians jersey to throw the pitch. The pitch itself was pretty awful. Hitting the dirt well ahead of reaching the catch behind the plate. Regardless, Kreischer certainly made an impression on the MLB world. Many offered their opinion on Kreischer's moment on social media. Unfortunately, this moment, blah, blah, blah. Is there any more about that?
You can see the video. It's horrible. But that picture?
That
picture is the worst of it. That picture of my body's fat catching up to my body, it is so bad.
Your stomach does look crazy right there.
I mean, yeah, it doesn't look real.
It doesn't look real. And you look so happy.
I don't know there's sharks underneath me. I'm the one guy going, in the ocean, great.
Yeah.
It's the most embarrassing. I saw it, my Georgia saw it and was like, oh no, Isla saw it. She goes, oh buddy. I go, what? She goes, you're not gonna like the way you look. She goes, baby walrus is happy, but baby walrus is all over the place. And it's fucking the most embarrassing.
How long ago was this?
Fucking, I don't know. Who knows?
I mean, a year?
No. Cool. Fucking recent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was in April.
Okay.
It was after I did my special, so April, May. So this is why I'm pitching spray tans. Okay.
So you're going to, all you said was you're going to do this, and that Leanne was like, I'm going to wear a sleeveless shirt or something, right?
Yeah,
and
if anyone can strapless. Find the crying video of me accepting that fucking award.
Find that. JFL, Bert Kreischer, Comedian of the Year acceptance.
I go up, what happened, Neil Brennan gave me the award, and he was very funny, but at the end he was very touching. He said things that made me feel really good about myself, mm-hmm. and which isn't that hard. And so I started crying. I told Mae Martin, I go, I bet I cry. I'm going through a thing. And she was like, you'll be fine. And so I started crying when he gave the speech. And as I'm crying, giving the speech, I get up on stage and I grabbed the award and it was heavy. It was like a real award. And then I realized I didn't say this, but I thought about all the times in Montreal that I was absolutely nobody. And then the times I thought I was somebody, but found out I was nobody. Like, and one of them is I shared it with someone afterwards. Do you remember the Montreal where something was going on with you and you had like crazy heat and you changed agents at Montreal?
Yeah.
And there you were the buzz, the talk, and I was your friend and I was listening to your thoughts, knowing that it was happening for you, hyper aware it wasn't happening for me, but celebrating you. Mm-hmm. So one good thing that we've had as a friendship is we've been able to celebrate each other's successes
yeah.
without them reflecting on us. But you still leave Montreal going, I got to do something with me. I got to do something. I got to make something happen, man. I'm fucking 45, 44 at the time, and nothing's happening for me. I'm not doing anything with my life. I'm not doing stand-up. I'm not doing specials. And then to go and get to a place where you accept, well, you go to Montreal and you're the belle of the ball and yeah. everyone's just saying congratulations
yeah.
on everything and you're and you, every young comic knows who you are, all the old comics know who you are, and like, and it was just like all that melt into me sobbing, crying, not making any fucking sense.
Oh my God.
Not making this like this, Tom. It means me. It was so fucking bad.
And did you see the you know, the roast is done every year at JFL?
No, what did they, why?
You didn't know that?
No.
You don't know that they do that every year?
No.
The state of the industry, where like,
yeah.
and you didn't see it?
No.
Or hear about it?
No,
even?
I didn't hear any of it.
This year it was
Jessica Kirshhorn,
yeah.
What did she say?
She did jokes about, well, she does jokes about everything. But she had a bit about you.
Oh, great.
No, it's that, look, if you're doing
fucking, was it good?
if you're doing well, then that's when you get,
yeah, that's when you get lit up. Yeah.
I mean, she has a bunch, you know. I mean, the whole thing, for people that don't know, it's like state of the industry where a comedian goes and basically shits on and makes jokes about everything that's big in comedy
whatever
that year.
Succeeding in comedy.
Yeah.
Oh, Matt Rife must have gotten destroyed.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Which is what you want. You definitely want to be the person they're talking about on that, because that means you're doing something good. But at the same time, you can be that person, and some of them are accurate. Some of them are like, I remember watching ones when like where you're like, yeah. Oh, fucking. I like Jessica a lot.
Hopefully. So this is one of the things. I mean, these also live online, so you can watch the whole thing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I was never on Burt's Fully Loaded tour, but I have been on cocaine in a Walmart buying beach chairs, so I get it. Also, Burt takes off his shirt to cover his phone to not see all his missed calls from his family.
That's fucking great. Who sent those to you?
Everybody from up there.
Oh, for real?
Yeah,
No one told. I was on the room below her.
Yeah.
We went to one of the best fucking restaurants, Joe Beef's in Montreal.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Man. All right, back to spray tans.
Okay.
Spray tans. So Leanne's gonna wear a strapless dress to go there. Leanne looked fucking hot. Go to my Instagram. You'll see a picture of me and Leanne at Montreal, I'm sure. Leanne's will definitely have it, but and so Leanne gets spray tan, and immediately she turns into a different. There, look at how fucking good Leanne looks, Tom, with the spray tan.
Yeah, she looks great.
And wait, can you zoom in on her tits? Look, she wore this fucking. Look at me, I look like I'm trying to buy a young lady on a fucking yacht. So, Leanne looked fucking amazing. Immediately, we have sex. The next night, because you got to sleep with like clothes on and everything.
Really?
Like, once you get spray tanned.
Okay.
And it was like fucking a brand new person. It's like getting to fuck someone you haven't fucked. I was like, I'm banging a Puerto Rican. This is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she talks with a redneck accent, which is odd. But that dress on Leanne looks so fucking hot. She had a little center where you could see her cleavage and her tits. Oh my God. But so I get spray tanned. Go to my Instagram and I'll show you my spray tan, how good it looks. And immediately what it does, Tom, is it hides all your little flaws that you see immediately when you take your shirt off.
Uh-huh.
It hides all your little flaws. Scroll down. That's my spray tan.
Yeah.
That's me spray tan. Click that. How good do I fucking look spray tan? I'm dark as fucking shit.
It's nice.
And with that outfit, all of a sudden, all the golds pop on you.
Yeah.
Like, my look at, this, okay, that's for the Tops Off World Tour that you can get tickets for right now at burpurpurt.com. And so you go in. I don't know if my tan's still there because it only lasts like a couple weeks.
Yeah.
See if you can see my tan line.
No, you have it. Yeah. Still very much.
This is the aggressive one. Look at that.
Really nice.
And so.
Thank you.
But you go in with, Leanne did it naked.
So you did it fully naked?
Fully naked. Girl comes in and just spray tans you and then touches you up. And then.
What did you wear?
I wore a thong, and then you put.
Do you pick your shade? How dark you want to go?
Yeah, yeah.
Were you tempted to go pretty dark?
I said, "Pull me over for no reason at all." That's how dark I went.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, because Leanne goes, "I don't want to go too dark." I go, "I want to go dark. I want to go real. I'm going darker next time. Yeah. I'm going to go as dark as I can, and then work it backwards from there. I'm doing it again when I get home. Spray tans are awesome. So then you get spray tanned, you put on all these clothes, you go to bed, you wake up the next morning, you take a shower, and you rinse it off, and then you get out of the shower, and I looked fucking awesome. Your arms look bigger, more defined. That's why bodybuilders use it.
Yeah,
shoulders were popping. Like, my traps would pop. My tits look perfect. I trimmed up my chest hairs to make me more defined.
Yeah, you've done that to me, too.
It's awesome. And then you get naked, and I would see my tan lines, and I get turned on by myself. Yeah. And, dude, getting Leanne naked, all of a sudden, her whole body is tan.
Yeah.
Her whole fucking body.
Should you do butthole, too?
No. But it was crazy because, like, little things I'd never do much, like, I started doing. Like, we're having sex like crazy. I told you that.
You did.
Leanne did this thing where she decided to start dating me again. And it has been often twice a day.
What do you mean she's dating you again?
She started dating me. At one point, she said, you know, now that the girls can both drive, I can start drinking. I was like, were we not supposed to be drinking? She's like, well, you know, if something happened to him, they couldn't drive. We need to take him to the hospital. I was like, is that how that worked?
Yeah.
And so, but she started having cocktails, and she got a spray tan, and we're having sex spray tanned. And then I'm like, I want to do it from doggy style.
Yeah.
See your ass tan. Like, I've always seen this white ass that's never seen the sun.
Yeah.
I want to see it tan. And it's seamless tan all the way up to her neck. I'm like, oh my God. It is the sexiest. It's like getting to have sex with a new person.
A Dominican person.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden the tan goes away and you get the same old chick. And then I'm getting tanned again. And Leanne's like, I'll never do it again. I go, I'm doing it every fucking
She doesn't
weeks.
Want to do it again?
She only did it for this event.
Huh.
And you know what it did? What it does kind of crazy is it pulls out, it highlights all your skin damage, all your sun damage.
The spray tan does?
It does. So, like, if you have
sunspots,
it really makes them brown as fuck. And gotcha. So it did that on Leanne's feet. She didn't like her feet or her stomach right here. She got burned as a kid, and it kind of bothered her.
But you were like, this is...
I fucking looked so fucking hot. It looked so hot. And I looked fucking beautiful.
Yeah. No, I hear it.
I'm telling you right now. We should definitely get spray tan together. They do your whole fucking head.
You want to do hair laser removal?
From where?
Like assholes and back or something?
I would do it.
Yeah.
I would do it. I don't need hair on my asshole. Hair on my asshole. And
don't you want to have it lasered off?
I'd laser. I don't know if that would hurt so bad.
No, it doesn't hurt that bad.
I don't want it on my taint or my asshole.
Yeah, let's get it lasered off.
I don't want it on my underarms either.
You can get that lasered off too.
I think I've broken my underarm hair and they smell forever now. That's a thing.
What is a thing?
Underarm hair can get a fungus on it where when you smell like bad, you can't get rid of it. That hair smells bad forever.
Really?
Yeah, and you gotta shave it off.
Yeah. I've never heard of this.
Google it.
Fungus. Okay. Okay. Smell bad for Jesus. Look at that search.
Meat bacteria.
Look at his search. Fungus that makes armpits smell bad forever.
Smell bad forever.
I mean.
So it gets onto your armpit smell. Why do armpits smell permanently smell? Go. It's the hair.
Hit the first drop down. Sounds like bromhidrosis, where bacteria and sweat glands are responsible for causing the bad odor. There are two types of bromhidrosis. apocrine. What, Jesus Christ? Found mostly in the underarms, breasts, and groin, or another one found all over the entire body. Okay. Why do my pits always smell?
There we go. A bacteria infection of underarm hair follicles.
Wow, so that's a real thing.
Yeah, John Mann's told me about it. You can get a funk on your hair, and the hair gets thick almost.
And so no matter, even if you put deodorant on?
It's just, it's the hair, the smell's there. It's waiting to show up.
Wow.
So you got to shave the hair off and get brand new fucking hair. Have you ever had it where you've looked at your...
Get
your,
brand new hair.
You ever seen the hair right here, right? Like on the side of your balls?
Uh-huh.
And it's got like a, it looks almost like it's got, it's thicker than normal.
Okay.
It's like, yeah. And it's a little more fragile. It's a little more...
different texture to it.
Different texture to it. That's the hair that smells. That's why your balls smell all the time. So you got to shave them to get that smell off. Hmm. Or steam them. You can steam your pussy. Type in steaming pussy. Type in steaming pussy.
I think a different image is going to come up.
I hope so. Steaming pussy.
Steaming pussy.
Vaginal steaming. There we go. What can I use to steam a vagina? Dude, chicks put a boiling water... And then they steam their vagina,
yeah,
and it burns off that like a bad pussy smell.
Here's what you do is like if you have a stinky old pussy, you get a bowl of boiling hot water and you just sit in it.
Oh my
god! And then it's it'll cure that.
Princess
right
Anne
up.
Did that.
What?
Princess Anne. Type in Princess Anne steaming pussy burn.
Princess Anne, huh?
Yeah, isn't that the one that was Margaret's sister?
I don't know.
Burned.
Who?
No, okay, maybe it was Prince. I don't know what her name was. Princess. Vagit. Oh, there's burn. Who?
Oh, look at that. Gynecologists are saying that vaginal steaming is nonsense.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow told me about it.
Personally?
No, I think she's hot.
Gwyneth Paltrow?
She could use a spray tan.
She's very fair-skinned.
Is Christina fair-skinned or tanned?
No, she's fair, but she can get a tan. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I have to go in. I go in the sun. I'm doing it every day with SPF 50 on, and then I do that every day for like 10 days. I start to get like color, like where yeah. It looks like a tan. If I don't do that, I just turn red. I just burn.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, that's crazy. Because you got
I got a lot of Irish DNA though.
Really?
Yeah.
So when you were at the beach, you just put on.
Like 50 or 70, yeah.
Every day?
Every day, yeah.
Fuck, what about your kids? They burnt tan?
They get... Julian is just like me. He has fairer skin than Ellis. So, yeah, lather him up for sure.
I have little girls. But if I had... I have little girls. I would get them spray tan instead of having them go out in the sun.
Yeah, yeah. No, we put on the SPF like religious. I've been horribly burned, and I know how fair I am, so I always try to go real crazy.
I don't get burned. I mean, I'll get burned and it'll show up, but I don't burn like I get pretty dark. But I know I'm going to get skin cancer because I just stayed in the sun in Florida all year with no sunscreen in a Speedo.
I have horrific sunburn memories.
Oh,
really
my
bad
God.
Ones.
I remember my lip burns bad. Do you remember, did I ever send you the picture of when I sunburnt my lip in Hawaii with Georgia?
Yeah, I do actually remember that.
And it was swollen like this, and I couldn't.
If you're going to go out in Hawaii, you don't put SPF on at all? Nothing?
I'll put sunscreen.
Head?
No, what?
On your head?
No, I wear a hat. I just wear a hat.
But your face?
Later. Like I'll put sunscreen on if I'm going out
on the water.
What I usually do is go out for like an hour and then I go, I need sunscreen.
By the way, have you seen the footage of Rick Rubin surfing?
No. Rick Rubin can do 100 push-ups in a row.
Rick Rubin can?
Yeah.
I saw a thing of him surfing and I was like, yo.
Matt McCusker has a new hour. Keep going.
He does.
Yeah, he does. Speed of Light. It's on YouTube.
That,
it's pretty
hit
good.
That one. Hit that first one. He's doing like some funny stuff, but check him out. Check him out. Hold on. Look at him. He's like goofing around, right?
Yeah.
But he's like, I don't know. I just was surprised to see Rick, like, he's tearing it up. He's doing like standing on one leg, doing fun. Like, that's not your first time, right? Like, he's switching positions on there. I mean, it's not that he looks like a pro, but I'm just like impressed at him.
Rob Machado hit me up about going surfing at a wave pool, I think in Texas.
There's one in Waco.
In Waco.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, you want to go surfing? Like, you texted the right fucking guy.
Yeah.
He's like, let me know when you're going to go. You know who Rob Machado is?
Mm-mm.
Oh, Google Rob Machado. So I may be getting this incorrect. Rob Machado is a part of, there's a whole group that all showed up in Hawaii at the same time.
I want to go to that Waco place.
Okay, let's make it. Rob Machado, it's me and Tom. We're going. So I'm going to, and I apologize, Rob, if I fuck this up. So there's a whole group, Kelly Slater's age, that all showed up in Hawaii at the same time. I think the Irons brothers were a part of them. But like
Rob Machado. 25 years ago kind of thing or what?
Yeah, yeah. Type in Kelly Slater's friends or posse, gang, something like that. But they all took different paths. Jesus. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's it. Okay. The Pipeline Posse, Project 4. It's funny. They all have like a class. Keep going. And so there's a documentary on it.
Good.
There we go. Let's keep going. Scroll, scroll, scroll. Oh, never mind. So there's a bunch of them. And so Rob Machado was the first person to become what... There he goes, Momentum Generation. It's the Momentum Generation. So Kalani, Rob...
These guys are all buddies?
They're all buddies. And Rob Machado is the one right in the center. And so they all kind of took different
with
directions.
With the hair.
Yeah, yeah. Gorgeous fucking hair.
And these dudes are all badass surfers.
They're all, yeah, and they're all like... They all grew up... They all came out to Hawaii at the same time and kind of became best friends. And they're all badass surfers. But Rob Machado was one of them. And if I'm not mistaken, Rob Machado was the first person to start saying, I don't care about professional surfing. I'm going to go out and just start filming it and making DVDs and putting it out there and just do badass shit and just people buy that. And so he wants to go surfing. And so I'm fucking in. And me and you are going surfing with Rob
Waco,
Machado.
Waco, Texas.
Fucking Waco, Texas. Waco, Texas. Is mm-hmm. that where it is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck. We're going to get Chip That's and Joanna to hang out with us.
Hit the Waco surf... You know, it, whatever it is.
Shane Dorian. Oh, Shane, you know Shane Dorian is,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah,
Shane Dorian's son's about us. Shane Dorian's a big hunter, too. He's friends with Rogan.
Yeah, I met Shane.
Really?
Yeah, I flew with him. We went to Vegas together, and we, yeah, that's the place there.
Is that the wave pool in Waco?
Yeah, that's the wave pool in Waco.
Shut the fuck up.
It's like automatic waves just come.
Let's rent it out for the fucking day.
You can do that.
Bring your boys.
Yeah.
Let's fucking go. I'm going to, never mind. Waco, you get Chip and Joanna out there.
Are you friends with them?
No, but they got to know who we are. Like, there's no way Chip Gaines doesn't know who the fuck we are.
I had such a good time surfing. I would love to do that again. I'd love to do it somewhere like this.
It would be fun as fuck.
Yeah.
Look, where did you go surfing?
In Oahu.
Oh, just on vacation?
Yeah. I love the ocean.
I love the ocean. I love the ocean.
I do. At the ocean, I'll say this, there is no substitute. Lakes are cool. Rivers are cool. Like all bodies of water. There's like a really cool thing about being in water, but there's nothing like the ocean.
You're right. It's like, I look at those, this guy tried to swim. I saw this on Instagram the other day. This guy was like doing a record breaking attempt of a swim across a lake. It was like 10, 20 miles or something. And I was like, boo. I was like, no predators. Fuck off.
Bro, can I tell you something though?
Yeah.
Even in this, like, the stretch that I was swimming in.
What do you mean? Wait, were you swimming in open water?
Every day.
Hang on. Start this all over. Walk me through these swims. Because open water swims are legit.
Yeah,
especially out in that water where you don't have control.
And at least... On three separate days, I was like, I'm definitely about to die.
So, hold on. You're starting the story way too into the middle of it.
So I would go walk on the beach.
Yeah.
And what I ended up doing was this first time, I'm looking at the waves break differently. If you don't, you know, they don't all break the same. Even in the same stretch of beach, the way that the sea floor... It like goes the way that the, you know, the tides obviously change every day. Wind is a factor. So there's windier days. So there's this stretch that I would walk on the beach. And as I'm walking it one day, I was like, I really want to go get in the water. But it's the waves are coming in and they're crashing pretty hard.
Yeah.
And I see that there's nobody swimming.
And I will tell you, the number one mistake made is underestimating the power of the ocean. Especially in the Pacific.
It's humbling. I should say this. One day, I get in the water, and I just kind of get in, swim around a little bit, and get out. It's something that I did in Greece when I was on tour in Europe.
Yeah, and that's so funny. I did too.
It was so amazing. Fucking awesome. And the water was cold as fuck,
freezing.
And so it was like this thing where, you know, I remember I was with Kirk Fox and with Sean. Sean's so funny because he's such a tough, fit guy. Yeah. But one thing, everyone has their thing. He hates cold anything. Hates cold weather. Yeah. He likes it.
Cold
he
pussy.
Likes it 110. Man. Yeah. So he was like, this water's going to kill me. He would get out and I would stay there and just swim around with Kirk. And then it'd be like, now let's start our day, right? Doesn't like you feel so good.
It's the best way to start your day.
So I remember I did that. I took a boogie board and I went out there, rode a wave in, and then I put Ellis on one and we rode one in and he was like, that was fucking awesome. Cause it like threw him.
Yeah.
And then I tried to get Julian on and a wave smacked us and it spooked him. He got freaked out. You know?
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, we're done with that. Next day I'm walking along the beach. I go like, I don't know, man. Like, let's say I take a 10-minute walk and then I just go, I'm going to get in the water and swim back to where I started this walk. So
I know how this story, I know the middle of the story and how it ends.
I'll tell you the two craziest parts of this. I ended up doing this multiple times, right? Like almost every day because of the stretch of beach that I would do this on, getting into the water and getting out of the water were the most treacherous parts.
Oh yeah.
Because the seafloor and certain parts would just disappear. So you'd be walking and like the water would be at your knees and you're going out and then you're underneath. It just goes from 2 feet to like 8 feet, right? And then when that happens, you have waves that if they're already broken, you have to go under. Because you can only go, you know, you go over if they're starting to break or underneath it. But if they've already broken and they're coming in and you try to like face it, it not only fucks you up and it spins you, but the current of the water that has already broken comes back. So they meet each other and like will spin you out. So that happened to me a couple of times where I sucked in water and I was like, fuck. And also I was doing the really smart thing of just swimming alone and not telling anyone where I was.
That's a smart move.
Yeah, it's very
smart. A lot of people that say that's the best way to die. They always say,
if you're going to go to the ocean, go alone.
Don't tell a soul.
So it's the dumbest way to swim if you haven't picked up on that. So
that's Obama's chef just died that way.
Yeah, dude. Doing stuff alone. And like
doing stuff alone on a paddleboard and he fell and hit his head and didn't have a life preserver on and he drowned. Either that or allegedly the Obamas killed him.
Yeah. There's that story too, which is
I've heard that, and by the way, this is the second chef they've lost to drowning.
Drowning,
yeah,
yeah. And it should be pointed out, black on black crime is really serious. And I don't think
it's kind of ironic that though it's the white people drowning and the black and the two Obamas are fucking on the beach.
Yeah,
on the beach.
I do one thing I like to put if I'm going to swim in a pool and like really do laps, I like to put in those plugs.
Wait, because you swim laps in a pool?
Sometimes.
Okay.
But like I was
a good swimmer?
I was on a swim team when I was a little kid.
Okay, so you can swim.
I can swim, yeah.
There's two types of people. People who can swim and people who know how to swim.
Oh, right.
Like there's people, edit his name out. Thinks he can swim and he cannot swim. You know, edit his name out. Cannot swim.
This I heard and I laughed so fucking hard.
And he said to me,
and then I laughed harder that you said how it like he was like, why is that funny or something?
And he goes, and by the way, edit his name out, but he goes,
hey, everyone will know who that is, bro.
And no, they won't. He's like, no, edit that out. He said to me, no, this is so horrible. He said to me, he was shocked that I knew how to swim.
That's crazy. Well, we're also, I mean, so when I was a kid, we would always go to this like, you know, like city pool when I was in like Ohio.
Yeah.
Every like in summer, that's what you did. Every day you went to the pool. And it was just like, it was a huge pool. It had like a section for like little kid diving. And then it had one of like the platform dives.
One of those fucking 10-meter dives.
Yeah, dude. And then
are no fucking joke.
Those are terrifying.
By the way, they are one of the scariest accessible things you can do in this world.
And you really can knock yourself out jumping off of that. That shit will fuck you up. But we would just spend the entire day there. And then, you know, it had like the snack stand where you'd get like a Snickers or ice cream or something like that. And that's how we would spend our days. So we swam. My older sister was a really good swimmer. Yeah. So when she was on the swim team, you know, there was always like, there's competitions like during the season or whatever. She would place like in everything.
Really?
Yeah. The only thing I ever placed in where I was like, I came in first, second, or third was actually backstroke. That's what I placed in.
Yeah.
But I would do breaststroke, freestyle. I don't know if I ever competed in butterfly, but.
I challenged Maddie Smith to a freestyle swim in Australia.
Yeah.
We were out on a boat pretty deep. And we'll race to the thing. And I know how to swim. Mm-hmm. And Maddie Smith smoked me. She can fucking.
Was she a competitive swimmer?
She was a competitive swimmer her whole life.
Those people are other level.
There's like moves you do when you know, like when you really know what you're doing. Swim, where your hand enters the water this way.
Yeah.
And you go like this.
Yeah. And then when you see like, basically everybody who can kind of swim can do freestyle, but when you see like a motherfucker do butterfly, who knows how to?
I've never been able to do butterfly. Butterfly and kickflips.
Man, they have these. They end up getting these crazy lats.
Yeah,
they look like fucking. It's really something. They have like a shell on their back,
dude. So wait, go back to you and the beach, because this is the thing they say about the Malibu triathlon, is that the hardest thing people have is getting out of the water,
bro,
because the way the waves break and how deep it shelves off.
And then I ended up seeing some shit too. I ended up seeing some people, because I started to do this every day. It's like, you know, so the first time I get in, I have my watch. I look at my watch, and I'm like, I'm gonna swim down to this rock, and I'm swimming, and I remember the first time I was like, man, I'm starting to like feel the fatigue.
Yeah.
A little bit. Not like I'm done, but like I'm like feeling the burn. And I look down and I've been swimming for 6 minutes, right? And I was like, fuck. And so I end up swimming more. I make it down to the area that I was going for, and I am cooked at that point. I was shit. Because here's the thing that happens in the ocean that doesn't happen in a pool, is I'm doing breaststroke. I'm like, I'm not going to do freestyle in the ocean. Like, my ears are going to get, like, so full of water.
That's when sharks attack you.
Yeah, so I'm doing breaststroke the whole time, right? And you get, with the way that the currents are, is that you're doing it, and because you could look at a house, and, like, you're swimming, and, like, a minute later, you're in front of the same house. Because the ocean, like, starts to bring you back. You get caught in a little riptide.
Yeah.
And then you got to let it. And then when you really feel it moving you is when you actually have to like stop for a second. You don't want to fight it and like basically tire yourself out.
Yeah.
So you let it bring you back. And then when you feel like you're out of that current, you're like, okay, you start going again. I mean, it really wears you out. So I do that. And then I realize, okay, I'm going to go in now. So it's a whole thing of like swimming towards the shore. And then that's the crazy part, because when you get towards the shore, now the waves, like when I'm doing the long part, the waves are breaking for the most part to my left in front of me. But once I'm going in, they're now breaking this way. So at first you're like, oh shit. And so you go under this one. Well, now you're back out again.
Oh, right. Fuck. And you're just going deeper.
You're going deeper. When you finally go, okay, I got some room, you start to go in, and you know, you can kind of like, You're gauging when to go under a wave. So like sometimes it would come, you go under it, but then like you see it, it has broken, and you're like, fuck, and you don't get down in time, and it knocks you. And I had a sun shirt, you know, like one of those swimming shirts on, and it knocked me so hard that it pulled the shirt up over my head. And so I was like, and like, you know, I do I got like panicked. I was like, oh, calm. And then you try to stand and there's nothing there. So you go down.
I can't believe you're doing this in fucking Malibu. This is where great whites hang out.
Dude, I finally, as you're getting out, here's the worst part, is you finally get your footing and you're like, okay, I can hit the ground. You get a break in that the wave is now in front of you. But as you are starting to get out, the wave that broke in front of you
is pulling
comes
out.
Back, and it pulls you back in.
That's what everyone gets fucked up on the Malibu Triathlon. And they say, at Secret Time, I have a buddy who's like 5'7", uh-huh. and he said, there's a certain height where you can't get your footing. So you're just caught in a thing that pulls you out and breaks, and pulls you out and
it
breaks.
And so, by, you know, the 10th time that I did this,
I had experienced already like some panic of like, I think I'm going to die out there. So I should try it
How
again.
How far do you think you were swimming?
Distance wise?
Yeah. If you had to put a face on it.
Well, I would increase it. So I did it. I did it like, remember when you were coaching Nadav on how to do a marathon?
Yeah.
I would do it like that. So I you know, swim for 10 minutes. So the longest that I swam in the open water was 30 minutes.
It's very long.
Swim. It was a pretty long swim.
Yeah, because that's not in a pool. In a pool, 30-minute swim, you're taking breaks, holding onto the ledge.
Yeah, there's like, just out in the ocean. Back. And I was doing this like, well, the thing that occurred to me when I did the 30-minute swim was I was like, if I just like, I would remind myself, I remember one time actually Joe telling me this about MMA fighters. He goes, when a fighter is fighting in like the UFC, like a pro fighter, he's like, they all fight, like the ones who know, like the real elite fighters, they fight at like 65-70%, right? Like that's the rate that they're fighting at. Like an amateur goes, they go like 100%.
And then gasses themselves out.
And then so these guys know when to like hit the gas, dial it back. In my head, I was like, do not swim all out.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
You know, swim at a casual pace. And so I was like trying to just be consistent but moving. But I remember a few times being like, don't freak out right here and gas yourself out and then just be stuck in the ocean, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but once I had done this a few times, then on certain days I'd be out there and I would see like a family going like, let's get in the ocean. I just watch and I'd be like, and I would see the dad be like, hey, I go, you know, those waves are gonna be something to deal with. Like it's gonna smack them the shit out of them. He's like, oh, appreciate that. And I was like, okay. And then I would just watch these kids get like thrown upside and then what come out of like, and I was like, yeah, just telling you that I've seen this a few times.
Yeah.
It was something that like you would see people, even adults, get like caught up in how unexpected things can turn out.
That's my favorite. Those are my favorite videos to watch.
People getting
fucked up by waves.
Seriously?
Go to kookslams.com. Kookslams.com. It's one of my favorite things.
Kookslams?
Kookslams.com. No, go to Kookslams just on Instagram and you'll get better. Kookslams.
Kookslams.
Kookslams. It's the fucking best. It's my favorite thing is...
That's Kookslams.
That's
Jesus Christ. K-O-O-K. Not Cockslams. K... Oh, there you go.
Kookslams.
Cockslams is a whole series.
Cockslams has a series. Okay, just go to
yeah, those legs upside down, that could be something.
That's
there.
Probably a pretty good one.
Oh,
that
no,
guy gets, I've seen this guy gets fucked up.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
How did he get launched that way?
He's doing a slip and slide.
Oh. Oh man!
Wait, go to that's go brutal. To the ones where they're standing on the go, any beach
on the
one.
Shore.
That's on motorcycles. That's on motorcycles.
Oh, there.
Oh my God!
Yeah. Yeah. That sucked. That sucked for him, by the way. For sure.
It. You can really break your neck this way.
You should. By the way, the dumbest thing I did though was go alone every day. Right? Like that was super.
That's pretty. Go wait. Watch this kid get fucked up on this. Go to the left. There, watch this kid get fucking worked.
Oh.
Watch this. Oh, both hands. So, what's crazy about the ocean, when we were in Clearwater, remember that house in Clearwater we had a long time ago?
Yeah.
I would do my jog down the beach.
Did you ever see Tom Cruise there?
No.
He has a house there.
For real?
Yeah.
I think I know which one it is.
Really?
Yeah, I think I have a picture of it.
You're like, I don't know anything about it. I think I have a picture of it.
I think I do have a picture of it. So I used to do my jog, and I jog in the mornings. At the evenings, I do a 4-mile jog, but in the mornings, I do a mile jog, and then I get in the water, and I'd only go like up to my waist and then swim at that depth back.
Right.
Because I didn't want to go too deep.
Atlantic, by the way, way more chill.
It's a Gulf.
Yeah.
It's the Gulf. The Gulf is a bathtub.
Yeah.
But I remember one time... swimming and feeling really great and not paying attention to where I was, and I lift my head out of water and I am fucking way over my head. I just swam out, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh fuck this, and then I start getting nervous about sharks because I'm terrified of sharks.
Terrified of sharks?
Oh my God, I'm terrified.
Have you seen that fucking clip of the great white. It's like the best footage ever of a great white with a guy in the container that they lower into the ocean.
No.
This just was from, it's unbelievable.
Wait, what is this?
And it comes, dude, it's, it might be that the second, the new, that might be, is that the one? Let's see it. Yeah.
That's from like a year ago.
Let's see it. Hold on. Oh, boy. I don't know. Because I feel like it's actually a newer one.
Hold on. This doesn't look good. Yeah, look how big that fucking shark.
Huge great white. And he's like, oh, cool. And it has an open top. That's not a cage that's closed.
That's not a cage. That's a casket.
Yeah. And he's like, look at the shark. Let's tap this thing and see what it does.
Scroll and see if this thing attacks him. Right to go to the peak.
Ooh.
Right there is where it's like everything. Oh!
Yeah, that dude.
And then it just, now it's already in attack mode.
Yeah.
And it just shattered that cage.
I mean,
wait, what did it look like from behind?
And then, and look, he fell out of it, dude.
And he's trying to get
out of it.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
How much would you shit yourself if you're doing that?
Look, he's trying. Oh, my God. Yeah. That's fucking hilarious. He looks like a postal worker trying to get away from a pit bull.
I know. It's so crazy, dude. And he's like, guys.
All right. Fuck it. I'm going to the boat. I'm going to the boat.
And then that's got to be the scariest part of your whole life. The swim to the boat in open water with a great white.
Did he make it? Oh my God. Does he make it?
No, it rips him to shreds.
Oh, this is the guy? Or the girl?
I don't know. I'm not sure, actually.
Is it a woman or a guy that did it?
It's a guy.
That's a guy?
Well, I'm just saying. Yeah, I think that's a guy. Wait, is the other footage that we almost clicked on, is that another one?
Wait, have you ever seen the girl get her leg bit off?
By a shark?
They were in, yeah. What is this one? Massive great white, 3 o'clock. Shark attacks fucking freak me out.
Yeah. Oh, and this is he in a prop? He's in a proper cage though, right? Or no?
I tell you what, I wouldn't mind going to Guadalupe Island and swimming with great white sharks in those cages. Those sharks are fucking massive. Okay. It's crystal blue, but it's a 3-day boat trip to get there.
Where?
To Guadalupe Island. Type in Guadalupe Island.
Wait, does this thing attack the cage?
No.
No?
It's fucking clickbait.
The shark is biting my cage. Yeah, that's lame.
It's clickbait.
Yeah.
Go to Guadalupe Island shark. Shark diving. Yeah, there you go. Look at these fucking, the sharks of Guadalupe Island.
Just it takes 3 days to get there?
It takes 3 days to get there. But just, there are fucking tons of great whites. Tons of them. And they're all fucking right there. There's nothing around. And you get face to face with great whites.
By going what, in the cage?
You get in the cage. Everyone goes in the cage and you scuba dive in the cage and they put you low as fuck in the water. They put you like 30 feet down. It takes 3 days to get there. I want to do it so bad.
Are you scuba certified?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't like scuba diving.
How come?
It gives me claustrophobia.
Yeah.
Like I don't mind. It's like every time I go scuba diving, I never went scuba diving for fun. I went scuba diving for TV.
Yeah.
So like the first scuba dive we did was at 90 fucking feet. So I'm like, I was always catching up with everyone to do their fucking dive. I never got to do the dive I wanted to do, which is like a 30-foot dive in coral reefs.
Yeah.
That's like beautiful, warm stuff, and cool. I don't need a wetsuit. I can just enjoy myself. I don't have fucking fear of sharks and fucking orcas. How about these orcas attacking boats?
Oh, I've seen video of I didn't see an orca attack one. I saw
orcas are teaming up, breaking boats up in the open water, ripping off their udders, their rudders. No, but orcas. So wait, did you see the video of the orca saying? Orcas, like one orca was like,
You said orcas were saying.
Oh, orcas. No, this orca just went up to a boat and was like,
"What's up, man?"
No, it was like this. It was like, "Help, help, help." And they were like, "Huh?" And he's like, "This way, this way." And then they're like, "What's wrong, baby orcas? Look, orcas are breaking boats apart. Look at this. They're going in and they're hitting the fucking rudders. And they're fucking. And then they fucking just tear up the boat and these boats are sinking.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they eating the people on them?
I don't know. They're just fucking destroying the boats. I think they found out about SeaWorld. I don't know. Who would have told
managing
them.
To remove the rudder.
Look at that.
Wow.
And so they're sinking these fucking boats.
Wow.
Yeah. Look at this. And so they're going in having to rescue these people, and it's orcas doing it. Here's the other thing. This baby orca comes up to a boat, and it's like this, for real. Help, help. And then they're like, what's up? And it's like, this way, this way. And it takes them to its mom, who has a net. It goes over, and look, this is more orcas attacking boats. You ever seen orcas hunting great whites?
I think on one of the nature...
And orcas hunt them for fun.
And the orcas will also...
When bite their tail off and then play with them.
Really?
They'll bite their tail off and then it'll fuck with them.
I've seen the orcas going after like a blue... Like going after a massive whale. Where they team up and they
You ever seen when they get a seal on a piece of ice and they all swim at it and dive and then a big wave knocks the thing off the ice and it slides off? Dude, orcas are motherfuckers.
They'll also like punt seals. They like... They hit them with their tails and they go through the air and they're like, and then they're like, oh, it's definitely dead. Let's
do you
eat
think
it.
Part of SeaWorld's like, see, we weren't all that wrong.
Yeah.
We should be capturing all
of them. They should
be
in captivity. Yeah.
Baby orca. Hint. Oh, look love. At that. Oh, I love this. Look at how terrifying to be a seal and be like, hey, wait. Oh, fuck, man. Everyone out of the water.
Yeah. That's top of the food chain right there.
Orcas?
Yeah.
Is there anything better than an orca in the...
Look at that. Look how...
Did it just punt a seal?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
By the way...
What the fuck?
That seal is not okay.
No.
No. No, I don't think there's anything that's better for killing in the water. The only thing that likes to kill, it's not the same type of animal, obviously, but it's
polar
just
bears?
Polar bears.
Polar bears love to kill.
Polar bears will just kill you because they want to kill something. You know, they're not like, oh, there's a necessity for food.
Dude, I'm telling you, fuck. I want to see an orca eat a polar bear.
Go back,
see if you can find that.
Go to that search result. Go back there. Yeah, hit that. What's up with the bloody face there?
Yeah, oh, that guy got attacked by a fucking... Whoa, look at the...
Ooh.
Tree. Just had a grizzly with two cubs come at me from about 80 yards. And I sprayed the shit out of her with bear spray. And then I went on my face and protected the back of my neck. She got my head good. I don't know what's under my hat. My ear. My arm.
Oh!
Pieces of stuff hanging out. I don't know what's going on in there. And then my shoulder. Ripped up, think my arms broke, but legs are good, internal organs are good, eyes are good. I just walked out 3 miles and I go to the hospital. So,
this guy used to walk 3 miles after that.
Bear spray doesn't always work, but it's better than nothing.
Oh, that's my daughters wanted to go on a fucking on a hike where the fuck we were, where we were in Bend, Oregon, driving home from Fully Loaded.
Yeah.
We were just on the gorge and we're going to drive home.
Yeah.
All the way. And we go to Bend, Oregon, and Georgia and Daisy and Isla are like, let's go for a hike. And I was like, no, guys, this is where you get attacked by a fucking bear. We're not in LA. This is bear territory. And they're like, Dad, bears aren't. And I'm like, that's who gets fucking eaten. And let me tell you something, I'm faster than every one of you bitches. And I will be the last one that gets fucking eaten.
You'd leave them behind, right? If a bear's running?
I would trip George's friend Daisy and grab my daughters.
And run.
I'd kick her knee and be like, sorry, Daisy. Yeah, it happened. Good luck.
All right.
Happy birthday to my wife, Leanne, who had her birthday yesterday. I love you so much, Leanne. You're the best thing in the other world. You know what I mean.
In the other world.
In the other world.
In the world that doesn't exist, you're number one.
What if I'm dead right now? And then she's seeing this
in another dimension? Oh, fuck.
Oh.
Bill, that's nice that you're telling her that from the other side.
Hey, baby, if you're watching this right now, I'm dead. I loved you. You meant a lot to me. And what if I not? No, I'm going to take this out. I'm not going
to
die.
Well, also, like, what do you want her to do?
Mourn me for 5 years at least.
5 years.
On a 5 year chutzpah. What's it called? Chutzpah?
Chutzpah.
Shiva.
Shiva. I want a 5 year Shiva.
And 7 days.
I want a 7 year Shiva. It's called the Burt Shiva, where you mourn them for 7 years. I love you.
Love you. We'll see you guys next time.
Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.